Blog Talk Radio.
Week. He didn't sound right. I hope you feel better. Producer. He's a producer. Yeah, don't worry about it. Producer of the year. Well done, of course. Well, the Cheater Bowl. The Shady Brady. You know, we call him Shady Brady, video maker. You got the video cheater, and you got Peter the Cheater in the soccer ball. We're going to see if this deflate gate means nothing. I'm taking the soccer ball over Shady Brady, 35-21. I'm saying two picks, one pick six. This is their six pack. This is their last time in the Super Bowl because next year, the video cheater and the babe maker are done next year, and the Buffalo Wild Wing win the East. So it should be fun, but I'm taken by two touchdowns. So I'll talk to you later, Jay. You be good, okay? Have a good show, Epic.
Have a good show, Calpa. And he had to go. He said, I'll talk to you later because he had to, like, he's working. Let's go, Pog Bunny on here. Go ahead.
You know what I have to call to discuss, right?
Oh, yes. I can only imagine what fun we're going to be having here. But
yes.
We'll go through some of them for you.
I'm looking for them.
All right, so.
The prop?
Let's go. What have we got here?
Yeah, so this game, like, I don't know. The game's so close, it's hard to pick a winner. I'm kind of leaning towards Seattle, but that might change five times between now and tomorrow. So for argument's sake, we'll say Seattle. I do like the under. Over-under is 48.
Under 48? Wow. Well, I definitely think
I don't think this is a lot. I think this is like a 23-20, 2017 game. I don't think there's a ton of scoring in this game. So, I do think it goes
We'll see about that, Marty. I don't know. I think I might have to take the over of the 48.
Everyone bets the over, though. I feel like whenever I bet the over, it never works out. Because it's more fun to bet the over.
So what else we got here?
We got... I like the 5-1 odds of the game going to overtime, just because the line is so close that you figure it might be a closer game. So 5-1 on overtime seems like a nice play. You know, and there's no real Super Bowl overtime games. It's got to happen sooner or later, right?
Yeah. We've had 49 and no overtime, and so I think it's quite
pretty
possible.
Crazy. And I'm gonna go. Katy Perry, okay, you can bet on the first song she sings in her halftime show.
What,
and I'm going to go with Roar. Roar is the chalk, the 2-1 favorite, and I'm taking Roar, you know?
You take
comes
Roar
out, right? She does
Roar's
song. And then she does a bunch of Gaga, a bunch of people come on stage and do a bunch of nonsense and whatever. And then she closes with the fireworks song. As fireworks go off,
you think she closes?
No, right?
Yeah. One of the imaginable fireworks are coming off, fireworks displaying, I like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I could be a choreographer. Hand me a purple blouse and a megaphone, I could do it.
Well, I would pay to see that just so I could heckle you all the way through.
What do you think? You think I'm going to win all my bets? I'm going to be rich, right? Probably retire on Monday.
I don't know about the overtime. I think that is a little bit. But I think the under seems like a good play, and the rules seems like a good play.
We'll see. Game's close, man. I don't know. It's a tight game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a tight game, but I'm going to go Pats 24, Seahawks 21.
So you like the under then?
Yes, I like the under, but I'm still going with Pats.
Okay, yeah, they could win. They could win. If you play this game 10 times, it might be 5-5.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 5-5 if it was a 10-game series. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right, why
man.
You
have
well, to should be a lot of fun. Thank you, bud.
Hold on.
What do you think, hold
on? Let's give him a block. Let's give him a prop bet.
No.
There's
yeah.
nobody on hold. Let's give him a prop bet.
There's plenty of other
Yeah, prop bet. Yeah, yeah. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. Let's give you one.
All right, here we go.
You had about $15.
I'd like to weigh in on this one, so I'm going to got to read this one.
Well, you... He wants to weigh in on how many times did you know a bunch of, a.k.a. Tom Brady, Mrs. Tom Brady, something.
How many times will Giselle Bundchen, a.k.a. Mrs. Tom Brady, be shown on TV during the game? Over 1.5, that's an even. Under 1.5, that's a minus 140.
What do you got there?
I like the over on that. You have to show her twice to win. I like the over. You show her once early in the game, and then if they win or it's close to the fourth quarter, if they make a big play, they'll show her again. I like the over.
If he throws a touchdown or does something, I'm sure they're going to be showing her.
Plus, if they win the game, they'll show her again, right?
Yeah, they'll show her at least three times. Thank you, buddy.
No time, right, buddy.
What?
Do another. All right, listen.
What?
Let me just wait.
Yeah, another one. Yeah.
Hold on.
Woo.
I like to weigh in on that. I've actually bet this one before, and I always like, oh yeah, it's gonna happen. And they never. You can go to the whole Super Bowl. The last time the Pats won it, they went the whole Super Bowl. You didn't see her one time. I got totally busted.
All right, one.
It's like with the year that Beyonce was on, like, oh, how many? You know what? Well, Jay-Z wasn't on the TV once.
Cause Jay-Z's a more low key guy than Giselle.
Yeah, right. Giselle will not be on the television.
He is.
Will not.
One more. Cause I really want to hang up on him, but you tell me not.
One more.
Yeah. Woo.
Will Idina Menzel forget or omit at least one word of the official U.S. national anthem? Yes is a plus 450. No, minus 700.
See, that's one of those bets where if you're going to bet it, then it just makes sense to take the yes with the odds. Does she have a history of that? I might have to do some studying there.
Well,
does she have a history of forgetting words?
I don't know. I don't think you could forget any words from Let It Go, which is a number
one hit. It can be a small word. Like, she could say or the or something like that, and this, like, you never know.
That is a good one. So, yes, I'm going yes on that. So, there's only two props.
Yeah,
4.5
to 1 on that. Yeah.
Now, I finally get to hang up on you. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Enjoy the game.
All right. Enjoy it. Do this here.
7x4, 200.
I'll go Tom on here.
Jamie, I didn't hear your prediction. What's your prediction on tomorrow's game?
My official prediction, New England 24, Seattle 21.
I like it. I think it's going to be difficult for Seattle to contain Brady. I think that Aaron Rodgers had his way with Seattle, and it's just it was miraculous for Seattle to win that game. No way Green Bay should have lost it.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with all the things you're saying.
But Brady, I think he has something to prove, and I think he's going to come out. I think they're going to be really difficult to stop. That Seattle has a difficult time defending tight ends, and I think Gronkowski's going to have a fantastic game.
Yeah, I agree. I think Gronkowski's going to have a big day.
So two other topics. I know you probably don't want to talk much of anything but football, but Philly.
No,
go ahead.
Philly with a shakeup. Yeah, let's talk about it.
A little shakeup, but still, you're still hanging on to those guys. I guess they have no, they can't gain any traction trying to get rid of Papelbon or Howell.
They're trying, but I guess it's hitting a couple snags, apparently.
Yeah, I think that I think they should have, if Milwaukee had any interest at all, I think they should have gotten rid of Paps for whatever they could have got for
him. Well, yeah, I agree. Where you get the dollars and cents later. Yeah.
Right. We've got two guys right now that are capable setup guys and closers. So the sooner he's on, the better. And
finally,
what is your... Did you get to take in any of the Phoenix Open?
Well, I did, and I think the fact is that Tiger, the fact that he's playing next week is a good sign. So I think it's all about rest for anyone who's coming off an injury or coming off any time off of not doing anything for an extended period, as Tiger has, or barely doing it anyway. So I think he needs to cram as much starts as he can right now. The more chances he has to get it back, the better.
Yeah, but the big difference is when he used to come back in the past and he hadn't played for an extended period of time, he was always competitive. I mean, for him to shoot 82, and now he has his chipping yips, and some guys never come back from that, so it's going to be real interesting. I think he's got to be worried about trying to make a cut and not compete, because he can't compete right now. He can't even make the cut. But I do applaud him for finishing around and turning his score in. 9 out of 10 guys on the PGA Tour would have quit that round, and he finished, and I give him big marks for that.
Yeah, he deserves high marks for turning, scoring, and taking his medicine and not withdrawing, which he could have easily done. Thank you. Let's give you one proper.
No, I got two proper.
Two proper.
Okay, lay it on me.
Will Belichick smile on camera during the game?
Will Belichick smile on camera during the game? Yes or no?
I don't think he's capable of smiling, so I would say no.
You would say no to that, okay.
I agree with that.
What's profit number two here?
Will Marshawn Lynch grab his crotch after a touchdown?
Yeah, is there any crotch incident?
Wow. Yeah, I suppose anything he can do to be the center of attention, he would do. So I would say yes on that one.
Yes, yes to the crotch grab. Okay, thank you so much, you always.
All right, see you, JC. Enjoy the game. Bye-bye.
All right, YouTube, bye-bye. Let's see here. Since I can't see anything, so...
Ryan,
go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, hello, guys. Wait, Jane, why do you want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl?
Because they're my team.
No, they aren't. The Seahawks
are. Yeah, they are.
The Eagles are, but they're probably not going to make it.
Ryan, do you have anything to say or not? Because I'm going to X you out.
Oh, no. You can't do that to one of the people. Hello. Do you have any trivia for me?
No trivia.
Yeah, I'll give him a prop bet.
So, no trivia for me?
Yeah, we'll give you a prop bet.
Get in your
Oh, my God. This is nuts. All right, what color Gatorade will be dumped on the winning head coach? Orange, blue, red, clear, yellow, green. What color Gatorade will they dump on the winning?
Green.
Green, all right. Here we go, Ryan.
I want you to bet orange.
Jack, orange. Tommy, what do you say?
Clear.
Clear? All right.
Orange.
And Jamie, what do you say, orange?
Yeah.
All right. Happy Christmas. He's busy building his basement.
Yeah, but he has more important things to do than a stump show. But
all right, then it's time.
All right.
Does Ryan have a prediction on the game? Want to go?
Do you have any picks for the game? RC, do you have any picks in there?
What? Yeah.
Oh.
Who's going
to win? Pats or Seahawks, and what's the score?
Seattle, and I think score probably be 46-28.
Ooh, that would be awesome. That would be a heck of a game, a barn burn.
All right, thank you for that.
Fine.
All right, here we go. Here goes TC's. Come on, come over to the microphone. We can't even hear you.
Come over here.
All right, Tommy's going on record.
As what? Pass 31-10?
Pass will win 31-10.
Boo! This house is going to be divided. There's going to be some Seahawks fans. We're going to wear our blue and green. And there's going to be some Pats fans wearing red, white, and blue. And we're going to be like,
not a
Patriots fan. Well, you got to be a fan of something tomorrow, right? You got to pick a team, you got to root for them. Or else it's not fun.
The
Patriots lost. So
they're
like,
oh,
I gotta
leave the cup in there.
Can I have a we're taking a break. I don't have a break.
Nope. No breaks. It's 30 minutes.
Got
11 left. Kyle's
got torn on next week.
All right, here we go. You want to reveal to the everybody what the new programming is for WIP for anyone out in Philadelphia listening area?
I think they don't know. Mark Lankowski, I've gotten to know very well through Twitter over the last couple days. I'm not kidding. That's fun. He'll be coming on next week after I ask him to first report it. It's only Tony and Josh in the afternoon.
Did he break the story?
Yeah, he reported it. But.
Well, I thought that this was like the second they dabbled with it that one day, and everyone's like, "Oh, you're three together," which I thought Ennis was very dry when he was with anybody other than himself at nighttime, where he seems unbridled.
Yeah.
I felt like this was set in stone. It was just a matter of the paperwork and
contract.
Yep.
Ravishing Bobby Ellis to the evening.
Now, you don't know that, but these are the questions I want answered. Like, what happens to Rob Ellis? And now he gets demoted? Does he get to keep his salary? Does he get to keep...
He makes the same thing, but goes to the evening.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, that's not the end of the world for him. I mean, granted, that's a great slot. You get to sleep in. You do it, and you can be home for a little late dinner. I mean, it's phenomenal. This one, you get interrupted with games. You have to be before a game, after a game. Like, during Philly season, it's nuts for 9 months.
You don't get interrupted. What are you talking about? Afternoons?
No,
get interrupted with games?
No. Afternoons are phenomenal. Evenings are just, you know, could be brutal. But, you know,
right.
Josh had fun with it. He demanded to be on AM. He ended up getting that, right?
Yeah.
And he demanded to have the drive home slot.
And
he already
got
that.
And he's
going after Mike.
Yeah,
now, who do you think is going to win this ratings war?
Well, Mike says,
Mike's addressing it?
Because people are tweeting him about it all the time, saying, what do you think, and he's saying, irrelevant, and he said, and the guy said, Mikey said he wants to be, and Mike was like, oh, please, and that's what he
Mike says, oh, please? He's got to say, oh, please. Once he starts losing, man, it's going to
go. He's not going to lose. TV.
I don't know, dude. You got one network, one station doubling the ratings of the other one. Now all of a sudden you put a formidable opponent against Miss Nelly. I don't know. They already have such a lead in.
Let's talk about Anthony and Ralph for a minute.
And what about the morning show? Is that going to happen? Oh, we got to wait the These are definitely good.
He's still going to be a 90-day compete clause. So that's
and then once
like,
that comes.
It's going to be like May.
Have you ever revealed that on station, what happened?
Well, no.
All right, we saw. Tell the story.
No, you tell. You tell.
We ran into Johnny Marks down our old buddy.
No.
Down at the Temple
Game.
He remembered your name. He said, what's up, James?
You got to take.
He's on the air right now on 97.
You told him my name.
I did not. I
said,
swear to God. I swear to God. No, stop. Don't waste your
time.
He said, we were talking to him. He says the cause is definitely coming over there.
Yeah, but he has a 90-day non-compete.
They're most likely going to give him the morning slot. I said, what's going to happen with Mike? They 86 in there? He said, yep. I said, who are they going to partner him with? He just stared
no,
at me. I said, you? And he's like, maybe. And I'm like, wow, that'd be great for you. So, what we're saying is it's a possibility.
He wouldn't be for very long time.
Johnny Marks, maybe in the morning team, and get rid of the morning show. Get rid of Mike and Mike in Philadelphia Area Network.
And Angela will have some competition.
Not much, though.
He could smash.
Not much at all. I mean, people aren't going to. They didn't tune into the calls when he was on 94. They're not going to switch over from Angelo.
Angelo is an institution and will smash as long as. What's the main problem with SNR? 35. I want you a minute. Tell me what the main problem with 94 Anthony and Rob was and why he's no longer important.
Well, I think he got stale. 15 years, he wasn't doing his work. He wasn't doing anything other than just talking about sports. He wasn't. Bring it up.
Which
the best thing they did was the Who Am I game. That was fun.
Who's that
That's
guy?
Yeah, who's that guy? Yeah, that was fun. But other than that, like, that was still sports related. They don't do anything that
well,
I think
I
the manager was telling them, look, you got to be more relevant. You got to talk about. Josh Innes talks about everything.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
games,
Tony Bruno.
TV show.
Tony Bruno even does it.
Yeah, Tony Bruno does too. And actually, those two together, they're going to cover a huge gamut of. Of
age,
so they're gonna like they're gonna have knowledge from old time days. They're gonna have knowledge of young, because Josh Innes is like 28.
And they could have younger,
which ironically is the same age as what famous running back in this Super Bowl? Marshawn Lynch is actually 28. I can't believe he's that young. How many years did he play for the Bills? I was looking at these stats while you were in therapy this morning.
Are you 4?
4 years with the Bills. How many years with the Seahawks?
5.
How many years has he been an All-Pro with the Seahawks?
3?
4. 4 of the 5. He's on fire. Basically, Buffalo just blew it. But the last 2 years, he got hurt, I guess, the last year, but only played 4 games there.
What year was his last year?
2009. And then he came over to 10, and he's been a beast mode since he's gotten here. I mean, his average is like 4.7 yards this year, 5.1 last year. It's nuts. You can give him the ball twice, you're going to get a first down.
Yeah. Bing, bing.
And I saw this great thing that turned me, you know, he was really acting like a baby with this media stuff, and I don't want to get all into this because I got 5 minutes left. I have some stuff to talk about. But I watched him play Gronk in Mortal Kombat with Conan O'Brien, and it was hysterical. And I forced
Conan,
it to everyone.
Conan said the Super Bowl.
Conan went to Arizona just to play Mortal Kombat with Marshawn Lynch and Rob Gronkowski, and they were playing for 11 minutes. They were playing Mortal Kombat, and it's so funny. You're gonna love it. We'll watch it.
What is?
Okay. So, Tommy's drawing gross pictures of Pac-Man eating something.
Testicles.
All right, now let's.
Testicles.
I have my weekly Manny Pacquiao.
Yes.
Floyd Money Mayweather update.
It's gonna be fun.
It's like I'm now the East Coast. East Coast
Jim Ram
promoter for this. But anyway, the latest updates, they were spotted at a Heats game together. They went over and talked to each other for like 60 seconds, right? Afterwards, that night, they went and met for an hour in a hotel room to discuss the logistics. Now, as I've been saying, the main reason why this won't happen is because there's two different networks, HBO and Showtime, battling together. But what they're thinking about doing is of making it available for both people to buy it on HBO or Showtime.
Yeah, they're going to have other people do it, too. They're going to have Showtime people do it. Like,
and as you reported, you want to say what you've learned?
Yeah.
Because I confirmed
it's been very reported that Bob Arum has told the New York Times that it's going to be finalized in the next couple of days.
Next couple of days, baby. May 2nd, Booyah! We're buying it. We're having a little end of the century party, and we're going to see, you know, it's going to be
mind-boggling.
Monster ratings. Tommy wants some prop bets. So
let's get some
different ones, because I'm done with those out of 10. Anyway, I think it's going to happen. I couldn't be more excited. Great at the verge of becoming irrelevant, so it's good that they do it now.
How many?
I would love to see Mayweather go down after ducking it for all these.
How many wings? No.
Only Mayweather. Prop bets are either getting out of hand or getting better. Here we go. Let's see some here. Here we go. Where did the crotch bet?
The crotch bet.
Which coach gets first mention at the kickoff? That's stupid. Well, take smile on camera did that. Deflated balls get mentioned during a game. Jesus. Reach pocket for this? Is it 60 seconds?
90
seconds?
9-0. Hurry up.
You have anything on how many times deflated balls will get mentioned during the game?
100.
Under 3?
Over
140? Oh, that's how much money you lose. If it's over 3, you lose.
Could you buy that? Bet that?
No. I'm not laying any of these prop bets. They seem to never work.
No, I'm letting you lay with you now.
What do we have? 2 callers today?
I have another one. Yeah.
Hurry up, P. 30 seconds.
No.
He won't grab his crotch. I think he will. Will Belichick smile?
Carroll.
Oh, which coach gets the first mention at the kickoff? Pete Carroll?
No.
Will Belichick smile at camera? He says no.
No, under
3 deflated balls. I agree. Every time that there's controversies in this, they don't talk about it during the game.
NBC, remember.
They just talk about what's relevant.
Remember they said this is NBC.
What's that have to do with anything?
Pre-game at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, like anyone's going to be sitting there.
I
mean, there's a game for stuff to go to.
Bye.
And snack stands.
I want some donuts. Bye.
Sign off officially.
Bye.